It's Holy Saturday. Welcome to today's podcast. This is Father John Zolsdorf. Since there is no Mass celebrated during the day in the Vetus Ordo, there is technically no station for this day. There is a station for the Vigil Mass, however, which is St. John Lateran. Next to and apart from the main Basilica of St. John Lateran is the ancient octagonal baptistry. It was established by the predecessor of Pope Leo the Great, Sixtus III, who died in 440. This baptistry was for many generations the only baptistry in Rome, and all catechumens were once baptized here. They would descend into the pool at the center of the structure, and when they emerged, they were anointed all over and then clothed with their white baptismal garments. From the Sacramentary by Ildefonso Schuster. Blessed Ildefonso Schuster, Cardinal Archbishop of Milan. The sacrifice and the humiliation were still to be complete. So whilst the soul of Jesus announced the fulfillment of the redemption to the just in limbo, his body, like a grain of wheat buried in the ground, had also to suffer the abasement of the tomb, so that none should be able to doubt the reality of his death, nor subsequently that of his resurrection. Indeed, that no doubt whatsoever should remain, all his friends depart from the sepulchre, and the wisdom of God chooses the Jews themselves to be official witnesses to the miracle about to be accomplished within it. The Sanhedrin affix their own seals and place their own guards, that no one may dare tamper in any way with the tomb. But at the dawn of the third day, Christ rises triumphant over death. The apostles proclaimed, and the church for more than 19 centuries has declared, that the Lord still lives, and the nations which have believed have become partakers of his resurrection by reason of their faith. And what of the people of Israel? Whilst the entire human race, in a posque which knows no end, celebrates its triumph over death and hell, the synagogue still stands on guard before the door of the sepulchre, ready to draw its sword should Christ dare to break the seals of the Sanhedrin and to come forth in freedom from the tomb. The space of time during which our Lord lay in the grave represents that of our present life, which is a period of expectation of our future perfect resurrection. We begin even here to rise again to grace, and for this reason we say on this night, as we celebrate the Paschal solemnity, Pascha nostrum immolatus est. Our Pasch is immolated, not the Pasch of Christ. But the festival is not yet complete. There still remain many things in us which sleep in the sepulchre of a corrupt nature, or are wrapped in the darkness of ignorance. Faith indeed sustains us, and hope assures us that one day all these miseries of our mortal nature will cease. But in the meantime, we must be content to spend our mystical Holy Saturday in watching and waiting. This partial resurrection of the soul is granted to us as a foretaste of what is to come, just as our present ritual anticipates the celebration of the resurrection of Christ on the last day of Lent. This, as we know, is merely a concession to our weakness. We are still in Passiontide, and our Lent is not yet at an end. The true and perfect Easter will indeed come, and when it comes, it will exceed all our conceptions. And when shall this be? When Christ shall cease to offer daily by the hands of his priests the Eucharistic mysteries which commemorate his death, and shall establish in heaven a new liturgy, the liturgy of the universal and unending Easter. The blessing of the new fire in the Vetus Ordo. Let us pray. O God, who hast bestowed on the faithful the fire of thy brightness by thy Son, who is the cornerstone, hallow this new fire produced from a flint, that it may be profitable to us, and grant that during this Paschal festival we may be so inflamed with heavenly desires that with pure minds we may come to the solemnity of perpetual light. Oremus, Deus qui per filium tuum angularem silicet lapidem, claritatis tui ignem fidelibus contulisti, productum me silice nostris pro futurum usibus, novum hunc ignem sanctifica, et concede nobis, ita per hec festa Paschalia celestibus desiderius inflammari, ut ad perpetue claritatis puris mentibus, valeamus festa per tingere, per iundem Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen.